coming up on Thunder Pop.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing the 39th episode of this podcast. This is Stephen Presley.
And this is Kirk Hunter.
Or Kirk-O-Matic, okay. Sitting in with me back-to-back, back once again back in the Thunder Pop Dome. In this episode, we're going to talk about Kirk's random mumbling during these podcast recordings.
Well, you need background. Yeah, I don't know if you have any sound
effects.
You have no sound effects. You don't have no...
We brought a child psychologist on that's going to be psychoanalyzing Kirk Hunter on this recorded podcast. We're also going to get
We fixed the spit take.
We also brought him a
spit bar. Spit guards.
We also brought you a throat specialist.
Okay, very good.
For your cough.
Well, I'm just over yapping. Well, it's the allergies, you know.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
You're drinking too much coffee and you're screaming.
Did you have your coffee this morning? Because I didn't get to offer you any.
And you didn't bring me a LaCroix or any kind of major sizzly drink.
On a break.
Like a Dr. Pepper.
On a break, I'll bring you a soft drink.
Because
we're good hosts around here.
Yeah.
On this episode, we're going to talk about the TV reboot madness in 2017. All the TV reboots. We can go down the list, but the most notable ones of recent have been Roseanne, that's coming in 2018, Will and Grace, the much hyped about talk of the summer.
What about MASH?
I know the theme song.
What about MASH, the redo MASH?
Well, they rebooted. You know, that's interesting to talk about that, because that was one of the original TV reboots.
Right, Alan Ellis.
They did Aftermath.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was a highly well received by the critics, but it didn't take off in the ratings.
It had 11 years of wonderful shows, I thought.
Yeah, but did you ever watch Aftermath?
No, I didn't. I didn't get it.
Did you know about
it? Was it on Netflix? No.
No, it was on CBS.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't well promoted.
It wasn't hyped enough.
So people that were fans of MASH, they did Aftermath.
And they missed it.
Aftermath was about three of the doctors after MASH unit the war was over.
Right.
They were working in a...
they have Hawkeye on there?
Like a veterans hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Colonel Potter.
Yeah.
It was Father Mulcahy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the British guy.
British guy, okay.
No, wait. Jamie Farrell, Klinger.
Oh, they had Klinger.
They had Klinger.
That's all they could get.
Because they weren't.
Everybody else was busy.
Alan Alda wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, he was dead after MASH.
He wasn't dead.
In the show.
He didn't die.
On the 11th hour show, that was over.
Well, the show was over, but he didn't die. Alan Alda's character didn't die.
His character dies? He was Hawkeye.
No, he did. Hawkeye didn't die. He went home.
Who died?
Well, they killed
in
all
the
some,
movie.
They killed all some characters throughout
the
show.
Okay, in the movie, it's Hawkeye dies.
Really?
Yeah.
In the movie, Hawkeye.
You
got to
see Robert Altman's film.
I haven't seen the movie version.
Okay, you need to see the movie.
And we digress.
Okay.
But no.
Degress. Degrass. We degress.
Well, Degrassi.
Degrassi.
Degrassi was also a reboot. They rebooted Degrassi High.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do that theme song, as they do in many reboots. Sometimes they have theme songs. We're going to do a theme song, and then we're going to come back and we're talk about the TV reboots. Yeah, we're going to talk Roseanne, Will and Grace.
Cheap Peaks.
And you had a show.
Yes, I had.
What, 20, 30 years ago?
Yeah, it was 1985.
Around the time of these hot shows in the 80s that we were talking about?
We were reviewing old schlocky horror films.
So we're going to talk about maybe a possible reboot of Kirk's
Austin, can do Cheap Peaks 2000.
Austin Access show, yeah. So here we are talking TV reboots. And here's one of the more popular ones. This is the Roseanne trailer.
Oh, really?
For the new Roseanne. Not really showing any new scenes.
Yeah.
It's a flashback.
Oh, it's just a big flashback.
Are you ever sorry we got married?
Every second of my life. Babe,
bacon is loaded with sodium, nitrites, grease, and animal fat. Breakfast!
I was hoping we'd have a little extra money to play around with.
You know, I have my own system for extra money. First we send in the phone bill and we forget to sign the check.
There you go.
Then we send the water bill to the electric company, electric bill to the water company.
Brilliant.
Now you're cooking.
And you know that charge card bill, it never even showed up.
That was one of their best scenes.
Yeah.
So Roseanne, they had great chemistry.
Well, she needs work.
Yeah, we talked. And she's tried some other stuff. She tried to do a talk show.
And she did Last Man Standing. She did some comedy.
One guest spot mm-hmm. on there?
Yeah, it was about three or four. She was on there three or four times.
Yeah. Oh, well, he just got canceled, too, Last Man Standing. Tim Allen. He was not happy.
No. I'm not talking about Last Man Standing, the Tim Allen show. I'm talking about Last Man Comic Standing.
Oh, the comic.
She was giving. Oh. She was giving. A host to that last comedy
show, the talent search for stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
She was a judge
on
there?
Too many comedians now.
Was she a judge?
Yeah, she was a judge.
That's perfect to have
and
her
it was. Oh, she was good. She was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was on funny. NBC.
It's very funny.
Was that Last Comic Standing?
Last Comic
Standing. Last Comic Standing. She was on that.
There's a lot of comedy shows last year, you know, filler of the summer.
Well, you remember, we're talking about stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
80s was the golden age of stand-up comedy.
Right.
You know they referenced that as being the golden age.
It
they
is.
Said, you'd go to Hollywood, well, if you'd make it as a stand-up comic, you'd get a developmental deal almost automatically.
On a TV show.
To fast-forward, fast-track.
That's how Roseanne got on.
Fast-track you to a sitcom.
She was a stand-up comedian for 10 years.
So it was trendy to give stand-up comics sitcom deals.
Yes.
So you had the guy that used to mess with his hair all the time, that wore the trench coats. Not Richard Belzer, but Richard.
Trying to remember his name.
But yeah, that guy with long hair. Mm. It was the sort of the real.
He had a good
neurotic guy.
Yeah, very.
So he got a show.
And he got a
show. Gave Paul Reiser a show.
Yeah.
They gave Jerry Seinfeld, most notably, a show. Mm. They gave even Jackie Mason got a show for a little while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The comedian. Yeah, it was from the same producers as Roseanne.
Okay.
Didn't make it. Yeah. They gave Margaret Cho a show.
Yep, she did.
Now, most of these shows didn't make it.
No. But they piloted them out. They play them in summer, and then they either drop off the map or they go on to another show.
Tim Allen, of course.
He got a great one.
A little bit later, Home Depot.
Home Depot. You're thinking about going over there to get some paint.
Huh? I need to get some paint. Home Improvement. Home Improvement.
Brilliant show.
Yeah. And then the fat guy with the beard.
The fat guy with the beard.
That guy is an example of an actor that doesn't quit. He had sent his headshot to a casting director with a letter written.
Yeah.
He sent the same casting director his headshot every day.
Yeah.
For, I think, like a year.
Oh, my God.
He mailed it off to him with a note.
Yeah.
And I think it literally took like the 300th time.
Yeah.
Finally, he got a response. But he sent his same headshot.
Every day.
Every day for a year. Finally got in because of that.
And what was the name of the show?
You know, at that point...
What show? What are you talking about?
To get on Home Improvement.
Oh, he wanted to get on Home
Improvement. It parlayed himself into getting on Home.
Oh, right.
Later, it ended up...
Was he a comedian?
He did a couple of commercials.
He did, yeah.
So bugging the casting director, that got him some jobs in
commercials. That's sometimes true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he did a commercial, I think, for some Home Depot type.
Yeah, Home Depot.
So when
I love that.
When the casting for Home Improvement...
Lose.
He was at all time lows when he was.
He was in the all time lows.
When he was,
I'm going to Lowe's. It's cheaper.
When he was sending his headshot off every day, he was probably eating like spam
in a can
and ramen.
Yeah.
So he probably
ramen.
Was.
Nobody eats ramen unless you're a UT.
You didn't eat ramen when you were in college.
No, I did not.
In college,
no.
Come
I never
on,
I had bologna sandwiches on Wonder Bread.
Microwavable TV dinners?
Oh, yes.
You still do microwavable
TV dinners. Yeah, I sure. I have a hungry man every other week.
Did you catch the game last night?
Great game.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you have to eat?
Pound of beer-battered chicken strips and cheese fries.
You? Oh, watercress tea sandwich with just a sprig of parsley.
Should have had a new Hungry Man sports grill.
Oh, I used to love Hungry Man. My favorite Hungry Man was the Salisbury steak.
What about the turkey? You get the turkey and the dressing and all
that. Sometimes turkey, sometimes Salisbury steak.
And there's a little chocolate, you know.
And then when you were feeling really wild,
brownie.
You go with the El Patio Tex-Mex.
You can't find those.
Enchiladas. They don't make them anymore.
No, you can't.
You know why I think because you can't find them?
Oh, it's because it's too popular in Austin. Just to go out. It's cheaper.
Because we're in Austin. That's why.
You got too much.
People can get too much of that.
Have you gone shopping for a TV dinner that has enchiladas in it? You cannot find them.
In Austin.
Not in Austin. But not at HEB, not at Randall's, not at Safeway, not even at Walmart.
But in the 80s, in Elgin, where I was going to school.
Okay. You're going back in time now. We could find this has nothing to do with Roseanne.
We could find them at Super S, those TV dinners.
Oh, really?
But now
it's impossible.
Yeah. Do you ever heard of Super S?
No.
They were like the store. It was for HEB.
It's Swanson's TV dinner with a metal pan. You had to put it in the oven. You don't have to microwavable.
In the 39th episode, we talk about all things TV dinners.
That's TV dinners that you can't get anymore.
I don't eat that shit anymore, though.
Oh, really?
No.
You're so, I have to go to Randall's or Central Market and get my tofu.
I don't even like Randall's that much. I don't like the layout of Randall's. I'm more of an HEB. I like HEB better.
Central Market?
Love Central Market, but it's a little bit...
The chocolate fountain is not steep enough for you.
Nobody knows this place unless they live in Austin, but I go to Fresh Plus a lot because it's a little neighborhood grocery store.
Yeah. Or Wheatsville.
I can zip in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Wheatsville member.
What about, Sun Harvest or something like that?
They're gone. They went away. Trader Joe's.
Farmer's Market.
Somebody took them
Trader
over.
Trader Joe's took it.
Somebody took them over. Trader Ho's took them over.
Go to Trader Ho's.
But hey, listen, here's the thing.
Or a whole paycheck.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods paycheck.
Whole Fool if you shop there and pay those prices.
Take your whole paycheck.
Now, Whole Foods.
It's great.
Is where
you get
all
that free meal.
That's where you go to look at chicks.
Yeah.
Look at the chicks. Downtown. I know you go. Fox, you Fox go down there. Look at the chicks.
Yeah, I'm hanging out at the fountain.
Get you a tea
at the chocolate fountain.
Get you a little tea. Stand by the chocolate fountain and dip your
dip your stick in there.
Dip your stick in the chocolates.
What does this have to do with the show, man? We're talking Roseanne. Okay. Roseanne was a domesticized.
Getting back to Roseanne, so you were talking about how she's the queen of it. She tried some different reboots.
She did.
She tried some other comedy.
She did a comedy. She's always back to comedy.
She did a reality show with her husband, whoever the guy she was married with, some Joe Schmo she was married with.
Joe Schmo.
Where they were living in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And they were growing. I think they were growing weed.
Oh yeah.
Something like that.
And then she pushed that big thing, and then we got California weed now.
She's extremely highly politically outspoken.
Uh-huh.
She actually went after Louis C.K. About a year ago.
Really?
On Twitter.
She went after
him, and this thing kind of just died.
Yeah.
It's just totally died.
Well, but it's because it's the comedians against Trump.
She said that Louis C.K. was going to be the next Bill Cosby, that he had skeletons in his closet.
Oh, horrors.
That she knew of two female comedians.
Well, they're not going to bring back. Now,
that
Bill Cosby wants to bring back his show.
That he basically.
I Spy.
Yeah. But up bump.
But up bump.
We put that in for you.
Okay. I'm glad you do.
Yeah, he
it's not live.
He spied all right. He spied a drug and
oh man.
I put the pills in the people.
Yeah.
But the pills in the people.
That is too bad. I mean,
pills in the people.
Now he has a show. He had to
put the pills in the people. But here's the thing. They were gonna bring Bill Cosby back with a new show until all the shit happened.
Yeah, all that. That's sad.
That comedian.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Okay, I got something out of left field. That comedian that outed Bill Cosby in that viral video.
Yeah.
Okay? So that comedian now is going to have that attached to him for the rest of his life.
Sure.
He got some work out of the publicity from it.
Yeah.
He got a couple of Comedy Central gigs.
Really?
But then he's kind of died since then.
Yeah.
I saw him go on Jimmy Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about Hannibal Buress.
Oh, okay? I see. Okay.
I saw him go on Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel wanted to ask him about it. And he said, man, I want to talk about other stuff.
To go past it.
He was trying to go past it.
Yeah.
He was trying to get himself disconnected from it.
That's too bad.
So he got the springboard and got work out of that.
Right.
And he even got a T-Mobile, like a cell phone commercial.
Oh, wow.
Off of that. But now,
that's what everybody wants.
It's kind of like now it's been a few years and it's kind of the initial fame that he got out of it has died down.
Yeah.
And is he going to be disconnected? Is he going to be connected to that? And that's going to be a burden, baggage for him.
Bill Cosby for the rest of his life.
Is that baggage for him?
That's baggage.
Yeah, it's baggage.
You're walking on, you got this big old bag hanging around your neck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he had got the initial
he
push from
He got the gig,
it.
But then he...
Do you think he fucked up, though, and should have just gone ahead and owned it and said, yeah, I outed Bill Cosby and not tried to like disconnect from it? Because that made him seem kind of desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. Because it was like almost like an air of desperation.
Yeah.
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 No comment?
I don't know.
You don't want to talk about it either.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not about our show here. Our show is about reboots, and I was just making a funny joke about Bill Cosby coming back I Spy. That's funny.
But I want this show to be loosey-goosey, we can go off
about the viral video you got the baggage and blah, 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 blah.
I mean, we have our initial topic, but we can go off script.
Okay. I'm listening to the script. Or the off script. Or the off Broadway script.
You should be you're the king of loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey. I'm ready. I'm ready for you to comment on another thing that's going to happen here.
We had redone the studio, and we've moved now, and now I'm further away from that's good. The co-host than I normally am.
Yeah.
So we're further away. We're facing each other a little bit now.
Yeah, we have a little more eye contact. Okay,
so you've done You've done a couple with me in the old setup.
Yeah.
And now you're doing one with me in the new setup. Do you like the new setup?
I like it better because then I can know exactly when I have to intercede and talk about something that you're not going to talk about.
So this is
that good. Makes it funnier.
So you like it better?
Yeah, you got to be off the cuff more.
You don't miss sitting next to me on the couch?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Speaking of sitting on the couch and watching a TV program.
What about that TV?
Okay, Roseanne. You liked Roseanne, right?
Yeah, I did.
Until they jumped the shark last season.
They jumped the shark. Big time. As soon as the girl changed, they jumped the shark.
In the last season, they really jumped the shark.
Oh, it was horrors by that time.
They jumped the shark. They humped the shark.
The three seasons in.
They dry humped and wet humped the shark.
Three seasons in, you've got the girl going away.
They changed the daughter.
They recast her. Don't do that.
They pulled a
Shelley Winters.
You mean Shelley Long?
Shelley Long. Don't do that.
No, I love Shelley Long. But that was a change of character.
No, it was not. It was really trying to bring in, because she was asking for real more money in the late game.
She said she could go do movies.
James Burrow says, I'm not going to give you any more money.
And she said, I could go get movies now.
And she did.
She did a couple movies.
But she wasn't. Then they bombed.
But she wasn't. Yeah, then they bombed. And then she came running back. Right. I'll do guest spots.
Yeah, and she did guest spots.
I like Shelley Long, though, on there.
And she's good.
And Kirstie Alley was great.
I think the conflict was great.
We're talking about Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers is
going to reboot that.
You said Cheers didn't pony up the money that she wanted.
In Cheap Peaks, we did a show that was funny about that, and we called it Beers.
Mm-hmm.
And I did all the intro, and I completely stole everything out of that.
So Kirk had a show called Cheap Peaks. This is an Austin Access television show, correct?
Back in 1985. Mm-hmm. And we abutted it right up against Saturday Night Live. We knew we weren't going to get anybody to watch our show anyway.
Were you on one night a week?
One night a week, Saturday night.
You were live?
Live. No, we were not live. We recorded it and we slugged everything in, but we shot it as live.
Like this, yes, like this podcast.
Like we're doing, but with cameras, three cameras on us.
In the studio.
I was just the producer and I came up with the whole idea of it.
So your show, Cheap Peaks, it was live.
For 3 years. No, it was not live. It was live shot.
And live on tape.
We drank. We smoked. We had the whole thing. Just a big mishmash of stuff.
You only did that for 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
I, for some reason, thought you had done that for much longer.
No.
Did you have another Access show?
34 shows. Oh, yeah. I had other shows. I had Cypherscope. Uh-huh. I had Camera One. And then I had Kirk-O-Matic Live.
What was your last show that you did on Access
Kirk-O-Matic TV? Live.
And when did you do that?
I did that in 1999 to 2001.
That was pretty recent.
Yeah, that was it.
How come I never got to go on that?
It was just about me. I was very vain.
So you sat there and just talked about yourself?
No, no.
That is very vain.
No.
Let me tell you what I did today.
No, I didn't do that at all. I would pick a subject, mostly about movies, like... when Jurassic Park came out, they had a big push about it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just a big mishmash of Spielbergian motion pictures. And I called it Gypped Your Jurassic Ass. And I just told everybody. And it's on the web now.
You have them online.
I have those online. I have some of them. No, actually, you know, I'm very famous in Oslo, Norway. And a guy that does underground television has taken my 3/4-inch tapes that I sent to Oslo back in 1990 of the Kirk-O-Matic Live show.
Kirk-O-Matic Live.
He has done an underground play of those 3/4 tapes onto tape, onto the internet. And now if you look up Kirkomatic Live on the internet, you'll see all my shows.
This Oslo Norway guy.
Yeah, this Oslo guy that does underground. And I don't speak the language.
Yeah.
And he speaks speaks about the show. And then he intros it and he puts it on for a whole hour show.
In his language, he's speaking about
it. Right. And I don't know what he's saying.
He could be saying, "Do you look at this idiot?
Idiot!
This
no,
is
they actually
total,
love
total
it.
Wad.
They actually love it. And when they see this underground video art show, mm-hmm. which I was doing my art and I was playing it on the air, and it was an hour show. And I would do subjects like, oh, when the info highway started, I said the highway is not going to be there. You know, it's all going to be policed like it is today. I did subjects that were in the news. You know, I just pick up the newspaper and start talking about that stuff. Oh, when the Elvis stamp came on, mm-hmm. And they picked between the two, the young Elvis or the mm-hmm. old Elvis, I picked the young Elvis, and I talked about that. Put some music
culture,
in there.
Different
it was
pop
just
culture
pop
things.
Culture stuff.
You ever talk about barbecue? Because you're a big barbecue.
Didn't do that. We're going to do a show. We're
talking
do a
about
show
doing
about
a barbecue,
trail.
Well, I have a book idea, too. Okay. I'll tell you about that off the show,
okay.
off the cusp.
Barbecue trail. We're going to go around all the barbecue places.
I love it. It'd be a fun blast.
Yeah.
It'd be a huge blast. Yeah. Eating barbecue and talking about it.
Yeah.
It's two of our favorite things.
That's right. It can be funny.
Now, you sure? How do you know this guy is just not like, in his language, is not like just totally calling you names?
Because the connection.
Do you really know?
Who's my connection to my
you have a liaison.
Facebook? Yeah. I have a Facebook. He took it. He's a Mooney.
You
and
have
he took my stuff.
You have a in-betweener?
Uh-huh. He lives down in Houston.
I've always wanted
to. And he sent the three quarters to Oslo to play him because it was an underground television of the 1985s, 86. Mm-hmm. And he liked my show. And he says, Kirk, you need to be on, you need to be, I can get you broadcasted in Oslo. And I said, well, okay.
Sure.
Here's some tapes.
I'll take that.
So he took all the tapes and he sent them over there and they broadcast them.
Around one
now,
time.
Now, these are broadcasted.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than it's underground broadcast. Now he's put them all on the internet.
When did he first contact you? Like around when did he contact you?
About 1992.
Oh, a while back.
Yeah, way back.
So when
and then he took my about 60 shows,
mm-hmm.
and I sent them. I gave them to him. I said, "Here's the three quarter. Play them."
Do you miss doing your access shows?
Yes, I do. This is kind of like an access show.
This is the now what where we're at.
But it's a more clean, minimalist idea.
In 27, yeah, because you're just doing audio and it's...
We're not video.
But you could do these all day long.
Sure.
Knock these out.
Yeah. We could do 60 shows tomorrow.
I do a lot of post.
Yeah, I know. That's the hardest part, see?
That's
I'm
the
letting
part.
You do
this
that.
Is easy.
This
we,
is easy.
We can record shit
all day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We can talk about barbecue.
Just talk about anything.
You have a coordinated idea about the TV shows.
With stop and snack, and then we can record 8 hours every day if we wanted to.
Right. And we put out the shows. But who's going to edit this stuff and make it
exactly.
really...
If I had
you cut it into brilliance. You cut it into brilliance. So that's what's
I'm trying
a hard,
to, I'm
that's
trying
a hard
to,
part to do.
I'm trying to cut back on the cutting.
You need to make a factory... Oh, yeah. And to make that tight, you have to follow the script. But we're off script.
Yeah.
Unless you just like the reality of this craziness.
I like some of the craziness.
Okay, well then put it in.
Yeah. You wouldn't have come I wouldn't have you here if I didn't like the craziness.
Yeah.
Now, are we gonna ever see a reboot of any of your reality of any of your
well,
access
it's
shows?
A lot of setup. I have a couple of things on my YouTube site, but Cheap Peaks is hard to get out there because really not very many people are they're watching whatever is Twittered, and you'd have to make it like a 30-second show. And people don't have any time to, flash through stuff.
Was that your big
hit?
They
don't watch. That was my biggest thing. Everybody saw it.
That was the big show that everybody saw?
Yeah.
When was the golden age of Access TV? Was it the 80s or the 90s?
1983 to 90. I was really getting a lot of commercial work and films. On 16 and 35 millimeter films in 82 to 89. That was the golden age.
When you were doing Cheap Peak?
I did Cheap Peaks in 85, 86, and 87. And it stopped in 87 because a couple of my friends died. And also, I wanted to get into making my own motion pictures. I really got tired of promoting all these old schlocky films. It was kind of like a precursor to the Mystery Science Theater. You know, when Mystery Science Theater came on, I said, well, that's over. Because, you know, they did it better. They did it nationwide.
Because you were making fun of
old movies.
Old
just
movies.
Like Mystery Science Theater.
But then he
but
came
we were
along,
before. were before. It's just like you with Captain Badass. You did it way before Kick-Ass.
And speaking of reboots, that's another one that's been in 2017 is the Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, Netflix, and they're rebooting it.
Netflix, already on.
Sure.
Yeah. So it, they're...
So
they're,
why is it, what's the point if so you do the repeat?
Did you know some of the guys that came along a little later, like in the 90s, with their shows that were starting to get a lot of buzz, like The Show with No Name?
I knew Charlie.
Charlie's.
Yeah, he does a show with No Name, and I knew a couple of those people.
He ended that around, I think, early 2000s.
Really?
But he did it for several years.
I think he tried to get me on, or he talked about me once, and it was fun.
Did you ever watch him, The Show with No Name?
No, I didn't have cable. I had no cable. I would always say, I don't have time to watch cable. I'm producing it.
Yeah.
That's what I just want to do that.
Did you ever run into Alex Jones down there?
I was the guy that actually edited his first film.
You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers?
So, you know, was he a nut back then?
He was brilliant. He has photographic memory.
Does he?
Yeah. Not very many people know that, but he is a brilliant.
That explains how he just pulls shit out of his hat on the show.
His memory is beyond belief.
He's a good...
Yeah.
He's
a good producer, but he doesn't... I mean, today... He has everything together because he's got this great cottage industry and
major
making
production.
Money and stuff
major
like that.
Major mega production.
But back then, knowing him, he was very smart. And he did a wonderful, James Earl Jones, Darth Vader.
Yeah, he
did. If you ever meet him, you have him do that. It's just killer, right?
Yeah, he's gotten big time
Darth
now.
Vader.
He's one of the, did you know Corey Coleman and those guys? The real
yes, Corey Coleman. Corey Coleman actually had seen my show, and I was doing more schlocky stuff. He was doing more period piece at that time.
Well, he did the movie reviews.
Yeah, he did movie reviews. We did a movie review show of just schlocky 50s style sci-fi stuff.
Yeah. Now he's lovely. On YouTube now.
Yeah, I bet he is.
He went to YouTube. He went to internet, and he was doing an animated.
Are they going to reboot their stuff? We're talking about reboots. Let's go back to.
Well,
the
he did.
Other show.
He rebooted it three times. He did the animated movie review show.
Yeah,
and then he went. Now he's on YouTube, and they've just blown up on YouTube.
Really,
he's got a show called Double Toasted.
Oh, really?
Same co-host. That he had years ago, and they just, they're doing, and now they've expanded. It's not just movie reviews now. Now they do
TV.
They talk about all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and they've filmed.
Just like this show, we talk about anything.
He's down at the 501 Studios.
Oh, wow.
He's got a space down.
So there. He's got some production dollar behind him.
Apparently, he's working with the Red versus Blue guys.
Oh, okay.
I think they backed him.
Okay.
It's what I understand.
That's the way to do it.
It's what I've heard through the grapevine.
Yeah, and so usually you have to do a whole bunch of shows, and then
You
get them out of here.
You get them out of there. So, hey, speaking of getting a little bit of, we got liked on Instagram three times by Adam Carolla.
Oh, wow.
This podcast.
There we go.
That's cool, huh?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't think he's ever listened to us.
Okay,
He's got two better things to do than listen to our show.
Oh, yeah.
But he's liked us, so that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what are you going to get?
You
got a CBS deal?
Not yet.
Okay, well.
I might get
it's coming.
I get an ABC pest control deal.
Okay, that's good.
That's an ABC.
ABC.
All right, back in the reboots.
Okay.
All right, we got Roseanne, we got Will and Grace.
And Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica is not being rebooted.
I know.
We talked about
this
it. It was rebooted.
Joke.
It was rebooted, though.
Right, it
Sci-fi
was.
Sci-Fi Channel.
Actually, it was redone.
It was. It wasn't a reboot, it was a remake.
So that's not really fair.
Yeah, it was a remake. And then it was
okay,
a huge
Will and
hit.
Grace. What else?
Will and Grace, Roseanne, The Mystery Science Theater, 3000 on Netflix was rebooted.
Okay. So do you consider a reboot on Netflix or a video on demand?
You go back a few years, they brought back Arrested Development on Netflix. So here's the thing. What started this craze? Okay, so
They couldn't get a job.
No, well, here's the thing. You know, that too. But so in some
they couldn't get a movie.
In some cases, that was the case. But you go back to the 80s. We had TV reboots in the 80s. Do you remember this show?
Okay.
Wally is a successful attorney and still lives in Mayfield with his wife, Mary Ellen, and their daughter, Kelly. What a doll. For a long time, the Beaver lived out of town. But after his marriage broke up, he came home with his sons, Kip and Oliver. So we're together again, all discovering and rediscovering the joys and pitfalls of that magical time we call childhood. And that's what our series is about.
The Beaver Family Reboot. The Beaver.
It was called Still the Beaver, and then they changed it to the new Leave It to Beaver.
New Leave It to Beaver.
It was on cable. The original.
I want to see what they look like. Oh, they got a snappy sound.
They updated it a little bit.
Was it got a kid?
There's his
where's the beaver. Where's the beaver?
Oh, they did it just like the original, where they come down the stairs.
Where's the beaver?
He's the one in the suit.
Oh.
That's him.
Horrors. This is terrible.
Jerry Mathers.
Why don't they reboot Batman, the TV series, with Adam West? There it is. He leaves to go to work, and he forgets. Where's his dad?
Just like in the... He had passed away by the time the show.
So you got to rewrite this.
Look.
Corvette Stingray.
This is Wally's kids.
Wally. Is he still alive?
Tony Dow's still alive. Yeah, he's still going strong.
Are they still doing this show? He goes to work, too.
He doesn't
have a job. That's Wally?
That's Wally.
I think he's
an attorney on this show.
Oh, I see. And where is the bad actor?
That's Lumpy. Remember Lumpy?
Okay, and then who else?
Eddie Haskell.
Where's Eddie?
He's a construction guy.
Eddie
And
Haskell.
His son is just like him.
And let me see.
There he is. There's Ken Osmond.
Oh, God. There it is. Eddie Haskell.
Oh, he's making him give his money back. He stole it from the kid.
Oh, man.
He's rotten just like him.
Oh, rotten to the core.
All right. Man, that opening is long.
Yeah.
That opening is almost half an hour.
It is.
They don't do that anymore.
No, they will not do that.
That was a little long even for back then. That was a little bit too long. They were like trying to... They had so many characters to introduce. Because you had to introduce... So this is a...
Yeah.
So in the 80s, they had a reboot of Leave It to Beaver. Mm-hmm. It was a TV movie on CBS. They called it Still the Beaver.
Yeah.
And then the TV movie got such huge ratings.
Right.
Because it had been a big hit in syndication for a number of years.
And they
my generation found the show in reruns.
Yeah, and they redo it in like Andy Griffith. Do they redo that too?
So the TV movie was such a huge hit.
Yep.
They went to cable.
Yeah.
With a series.
Uh-huh.
And that was this series.
They can sell it because it's butts in the seats. That's how it works. You can get, if you have something that's already out there in the society that's already played tons of times in cable, the people are going to come back and watch it again. And that's how they can sell it to the cable network.
Well, it got enough mileage to get, I think.
I mean,
it's
playing on TV Land all the time, isn't it?
The original, yeah.
And also the Nick at Night. They still play it. They still sell it.
My parents will still watch it.
Sure.
If I was home, I'd watch it. Yeah,
when
it's on. Uh-huh. But I still watch Andy Griffith Show. Here's the old shows I still watch. I still watch the Andy Griffith Show. I still watch Golden Girls.
And Gilligan.
I like Taxi, Cheers. No, I can't watch Gilligan.
You gotta watch Gilligan.
I can't watch Gilligan. It just drives me crazy that they never get off that fucking island. He always screws it up.
Hey, Skipper!
That he always screws that shit up.
It's because you are more like Gilligan than you think you are.
You want to just strangle.
You went frustrating over this little island of mics and crap, and that was just like Gilligan.
Before the show, yeah.
Skipper!
And you were my Skipper.
Skipper! I can't find the cable to get our cable on
that
the
was
TV.
That was before the
That's
show.
That's what's going on.
We were rearranging the studio a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And I lost a cable. Yeah, I can't watch
you
Gilligan.
You were lucky.
I can't watch Gilligan.
You can't watch
crazy.
Gilligan.
I want to strangle
okay,
him.
Okay, what about the other?
I want to strangle his skinny ass.
Let's, your name.
Because he always fucks that shit up. And how can someone be that big of a moron?
It's because he's over the top funny.
Now, they finally get off the island, but years later when they did a reunion
and
movie.
They did a reunion of that.
So here was the trend. Back in the 80s, mostly, they didn't do shows like this. They would do...
I think Marianne went on to sell jewelry, and that's why.
You can make a lot of money selling jewelry.
A lot more money selling jewelry than doing TV shows.
You can make a ton of money selling jewelry. So here's the thing.
Stress.
The shows back then, if they rebooted, they were just a TV movie.
Right.
So they did Growing Pains TV movies.
Uh-huh.
They did...
Beverly Hillbillies.
They did Munsters. Yep. But the TV movies were never as good as the show.
Never.
And the reason was... Is because the movies
they tried to introduce new characters.
Well, there's that. That was
new actors.
That wasn't even as big the problem for me is that they changed the formats.
Yeah.
To make a 2-hour sitcom into a 2-hour made for TV movie.
Right.
They would lose the laugh tracks.
Right.
They would lose the three camera format.
That's right.
They would go to a single camera, more of a film
movie.
Cinematic type.
Oh yeah.
And they would try to make it more dramatic.
Uh huh. It's not
darker.
It's not funny yet.
And it wasn't
as funny. Well, it's like the Farley Brothers did the Three Stooges, you know, and that was never really as
and
good some as the Three Stooges.
Yeah, and sometimes it was a desperate grab because mm-hmm. they would actually, people were a little bit too old by the time they would make these right. TV movies to make them.
And your generation that didn't sit down and watch them with the older generation, that they didn't understand the jokes anyway, and so everybody had to move on.
They even did Andy Griffith, which was one of the greatest comedy half hours.
Did they do a show, a movie of that?
They did a TV movie.
I didn't see it.
And it was a huge, like, critical flop. Like, oh, people, I bet. Like, said it was,
I bet.
It was not, it was depressing.
Well, he was on, wasn't he on that, I can't remember the name, he was a lawyer.
Matlock.
He did. Yeah,
Matlock was a big hit.
Well, it was playing during that time.
So. Yeah.
Everybody's expecting Matlock on the
Yeah, they're confused.
Show.
There's confusion.
And everybody knew that Opie went bald.
Yeah.
So you can't do that.
But he's wore the baseball cap.
Yeah, but on, can he play little Opie? No, he can't. He has to get a new Opie.
They brought him back. They brought him
back. His little Opie.
It would have been funny though.
No, it was kind of a making of behind the scenes.
It would have been funny if they'd done like the National Lampoon's Vacation movies where they recast the kids in every movie.
Oh, it's terrible.
So they could keep the kids young.
Yeah.
So they always had young kids.
And they did that. They did that on his Home Depot show.
They would have
recast the kids.
It would have been funny as if they had done that on Andy Griffith, and they came back years later, and they had a young Opie playing Opie, and Andy Griffith's old.
Old,
but they had
and Opie's old too. Opie's one of the neighbors or something.
They just changed him into a different character.
It's just we have the original Ronnie Howard.
Yeah, well, he was a big movie director by that
That's
time,
right?
So they're lucky that he's a nice guy that came and was willing to do it.
And he did that for the Happy Days.
Some people would have told him.
Now they didn't
fuck off.
Reboot Happy Days, and I don't think they will.
They did never. They never. They talked about it, but they never did it. They did do a reunion where they sat around and talked about old clips,
mm-hmm.
which was very good.
I like
very entertaining.
It very good.
Yeah, they had everybody
behind the scenes, and they did old clips,
and that's fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Sometimes you better. But so now, what they're doing different with shows, and I had said this before they started figuring this out finally.
Yeah,
because people had been asking or clamoring for years for a Friends movie.
Oh, Friends.
And I said, no, that will never be as good as the show because if they make a movie.
But if they sit around and talk about it and then go to clip, I think they did that.
Well, yeah, but sure. But if they ever did a Friends movie, it would just be like the Growing Pains movie.
It'll be horrible.
It would suck because there'd be no laugh track. Right. They would lose the three-camera format.
There it is.
And it wouldn't feel the same.
No.
It wouldn't feel the same.
Just watch another Friends.
So
that's what
just
watch two or three Friends.
But finally they figured it out with these new shows like Will and Grace.
Yeah.
They reboot, keep the format, three camera, studio, laugh track.
Yeah.
It feels like the original show. Okay?
Yeah, that's what you're waiting for.
You got a much better chance of it working.
I agree.
And then do micro seasons.
Oh, sure.
You know,
with a whole other cast.
No, not with a whole different cast.
Sure.
The originals, it's a
reboot. No, they're not going to come. They're not coming back for that old SAG pay.
I don't have
to. No saggy.
I thought you were going to say for that old saggy ass.
That's old saggy ass.
For their old saggy asses.
No, Screen Actors Guild. They have to get the straight rate.
I don't understand.
Oh, you don't understand. You don't understand. Okay,
explain that. Explain yourself.
Screen Actors Guild.
Explain yourself, Lucy.
Explain yourself.
Speaking of reboots.
Okay, they're not going to do Lucy. dig her up from the grave.
No, if they figure out CGI to bring back the young Ricky Ricardo.
Like they did Johnny Depp.
And the young Lucy. Yeah, they did with the Pirates.
The young Pirates.
Yeah. The young Lucille Ball.
Okay,
they could do it.
I'm saying if you're going to do these little vignettes of newer Friends, you're saying, I don't think those actors, current actors, that moved on to other movies and stuff like that. And they wouldn't come back. And
a couple of them. Jennifer Aniston's moved on to movies.
Right. But I'm just saying they won't come back and lower themselves to the Screen Actors Guild straight rate.
Would they have to
There's a minimum that they'll pay for that.
I don't know.
It's a contract.
They would give them a big cut.
No, they wouldn't pay them. They wouldn't pay them $30,000 a day.
Like they used to make?
What they used to make per episode. Is a flat rate from the Screen Actors
Guild. They used to get a $30,000 an episode, right?
Was it $100,000 an episode? Not on the first.
There was a time
first
when they
season.
Were.
They, I'm talking about the first season.
Yeah, but there was a time when they all held out for a big cut.
That's exactly right. That's what usually happens.
Per episode.
Because they want more of that
and
money.
And Seinfeld, I think, had a big cut, episode per episode deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shocking at the time.
Mm-hmm. Who's recently done that?
Not as much. I don't hear about that as much. The last one was Melissa McCarthy. She was doing a...
No, the last one is, I'd say, The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, they got a pretty good payday, didn't they?
Yeah, they got a big deal.
Because they have a show that's been high rated.
Uh-huh.
And there's not
and
many.
Still going on.
And there's not very many of those types of shows right now.
No.
Like those big franchises.
I think they would rather stop making like Two Broke Girls, and they'll rehash that someday. Because those actors can't
get
a job. Man,
I am so upset about that going on. I love the Two Broke Girls.
It was very good.
Did you watch the Two Broke Girls?
Oh, yeah.
A little raunchy, though, wasn't it?
Very raunchy.
CBS Prime
but Time. It was out there and edgy, and people want that.
Did you watch the show with I don't think it's good, it made it. Was Judd Hirsch running a donut shop? The Judd Hirsch from Taxi?
Oh,
and he had a donut
Super
shop.
Donuts thing.
Super Donuts. Did you get to watch that?
I've watched one.
Katie Sagal?
Or half.
Katie Apple. Sagal? Sagal?
Sagal.
That played the cop policeman?
Yeah, she's funny.
The voluptuous and hot and brilliant and classy.
Are Katie they going to redo that?
You notice how I tried to turn a real sexual man.
Twisting the facts.
A male chauvinist pig comment into a classy comment.
Oh, man.
By saying,
that's not working.
She has the best ass ever.
It's not working.
And I love her mind.
Yeah, it's not working.
She has the sexiest legs that I want to sink my teeth into, and I want to read books with her.
Yeah. That's not working.
That make it. It takes a very sexist Donald Trump like comment and tries to turn it into like
Trumpian
to Bill Nye the Science Guy classiness.
Golden Trumpian.
All rolled into one.
It's not working.
I'm about the mashup. I talking about social media love.
Yeah.
The first night I watched the show, I tweeted them and she liked my tweet.
Oh,
and
very
she
good.
And she retweeted it.
Retweeted it.
Katie Sagal,
that's big.
Because they were all on live.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For the premiere night of the show.
Of course.
And they use Twitter a lot now in television. Yeah,
I hate that. I think that's a distraction because you're going to sit there and type while you should be watching the show.
You know,
and getting
I
into
I
the
agree.
Characters. Get I into agree. The characters and laugh at.
Watch the show.
Yeah, just watch the
you're
show.
You're not tweeting when you're in the movie theater.
Well, you got to go to the bathroom and watch commercials and tweet.
Yeah, no, I get your point.
I don't like that. But I'm just
tweet,
saying,
tweet later.
That's
tweet
an example later. Of rebooting. They will reboot that show in about 5 years because those actors are not going to get jobs because they're already melded into the society as an icon of Two Broke Girls.
I don't like.
They can go back to stand up. I can see that. I can see them going back to stand up. They can do that.
The Two Broke Girls. I like that show, but I don't think it was big enough to be a show that's going to be iconic enough to get a reboot. Do you?
I don't know. It had 3 or 5 seasons. I don't know.
All right.
It sold itself. But it was a good show.
Okay, here's the thing now. So I love the fact that they've been able to now figure out, stay with the format. Mm-hmm. You have a better chance the show, like the X-Files. X-Files came back. They did a micro season. It was huge.
Micro season. That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
like, you know, 5 episodes.
Right.
Not 22.
Right.
And you have, and that's something that network TV has learned from.
Because people are having shorter and shorter attention spans. They can't handle it. Can't stop it.
Well, there's that good point.
They're flashing through that footage on their little iPhones like a gnat looking at movies.
And something that network TV has learned from cable and streaming is doing shorter seasons, but higher production value,
right?
Better writing, not rushing.
Now, what
it.
About Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks,
I'm getting excited about that.
Yeah, are you gonna? Do you think that's gonna be?
I don't know how I'm gonna get it. I have to see it.
Yeah, it's on Showtime, right?
Yeah, I can't see it. I don't have cable. Like,
I don't have Showtime either. But I don't
but
know.
But they'll put that on the web, see, and then everybody will get.
I've
the
heard
Hulu.
I've heard that Lynch got like.
Oh,
free range to do what
free range chicken
to do
he
what
was
he
there.
Wanted.
He was
and
all
sometimes
over it.
It's brilliant,
uh-huh.
And sometimes it kind of goes off into tangents.
And is it playing now?
Is it so like out there?
I want to see it
and artsy that he has. There's chunks of
it's
space,
of brilliance,
chunks of space where there's nothing going on,
right?
And that nowadays is something you don't see. You can't do it. But
unless you're David Lynch.
But they gave David Lynch free range.
Free range
and so
chicken.
People nowadays, we're talking about how everybody has short.
Coo, 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 coo.
Yeah, it's a cuckoo, cuckoo.
It's great. Cuckoo,
concept.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
But he got free range, and
they
said, because that was one of the things he required, I think.
Yeah.
And I think he even walked off for a little bit when they weren't going to, they were trying to nudge him.
Yeah.
And then they finally said, okay, we'll get out of your way. And then he came back and he finished it. And did it the way he
Who
wanted to.
Who produced it? Warner Brothers or somebody big?
Some Showtime,
Huge.
Showtime people.
Production.
Showtime suits.
Well, man,
but they knew.
I heard that Kyle MacLachlan got into that suit and he says, "I'm ready for a piece of pie." He just loved it. I read about
and
that.
And he's David Lynch's guy because he's who he.
If they weren't going to do that, they weren't going to do it.
He was the guy he used in Dune.
Yeah, that's right.
That was his guy.
That's
like
guy.
The Tim Burton to Johnny Depp.
That's right.
That's David Lynch's
that's
Johnny
it.
Depp. Yeah, that's his guy.
That's the way. You get connections. You got connections. You know how to for read the people. That's how you work it.
It's like Richard Linklater with Antonio Banderas.
That's right.
That was his guy.
Or McConaughey.
He used to
could do that.
Actually, you're right. Richard Linklater would be to McConaughey.
Yeah. Are you going to do Robert, six percent of degrees of
Robert,
apart?
Robert Rodriguez to Antonio Banderas.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. That's the
your go-to loopy
guy. Well, directors like to work with the same people.
Well, it's because they already know the language of the set. If you're on the set and you already know, you can say with your eyes, oh, I need to do this. Yeah. I need to do that. You don't have to sit there and explain.
You don't have to retrain.
You don't have to train. And everybody knows. Everybody's fun. It's a family. It's a family affair when you're on a set.
Yeah. Well, Adam Sandler is notorious for working with the same crew.
Yeah.
He uses a lot of the same actors.
That's even true with Clint Eastwood, too. He works with the same DPs and the same people all the time.
I hear he wants to come back and act.
I don't know. What are you going to do? What, Wagon Train?
I love this. A new Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry series.
Dirty Harry with a cane.
Yeah, cane. And he's talking to a blank chair.
Go ahead.
Make my day.
Sonny, don't make me use my cane. Oh, God. I'm still Dirty Old Harry.
Dirty
Old Harry!
That's
the name.
Oh, man.
Let's write the script.
That's brilliant.
Let's write the script.
Get the script right now. Dirty Old Harry.
Get it under his door immediately.
There, yeah, it's
Dirty
right there.
Old Harry.
90 pages. It's out there to Hollywood.
Coming
on, guys.
Summer 2019. Dirty Old Harry.
Go ahead. My day. Give me. Was it 6 bullets or 7? I don't know. I got to take a crap.
Dirty Harry needs some fiber.
Yeah, he needs some
Dirty
fiber.
Dirty Old Harry needs some fiber. Right well, there.
Or know, some fruit juice.
Not too far away from
Maybe
that.
Maybe some prune juice.
They're going to redo they're going to do another Indiana Jones
with
Harrison Ford.
Is that a reboot or is that just a rehab?
No, Harrison Ford.
What could they be looking for now? I mean, they did the Dark Crystals.
Here's what they're waiting to do.
Mana,
they want to do
Did you see the stair steps that they had to go down to that deep, deep underground thing in that number 5 or number 4?
If they do another Indiana Jones now, it's going to be him digging up his own bones out of a grave.
That's brilliant.
That's
right. And his broken leg, his broken arms. What is he going to break? His neck in the next one?
Something. He's going to be in a wheelchair.
Man.
He's in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair, and he's dreaming back. I like that. Let's do that.
He's like, roll me down this hill so I can... The boulder's coming. The wheelchair. Roll it. Spin it quicker.
Well, that's not really... That's a regurgitation. That's not really a...
Spielberg, Disney. Because Disney got control of Star Wars from Lucas, they got his other properties.
Right.
They got Howard the Duck.
Yep. Now, that's something that has to be redone.
Well, they did already redo it. You know how they redid it?
The
duck makes a cameo in both Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Oh, I see. The duck is in it?
The duck is in both of those movies.
I didn't see the duck.
Yeah.
I saw the Groot.
It's a cameo.
I'm a Groot.
It's a cameo.
I didn't see it.
But they said that might be kind of a precursor to a spinoff, Howard the Duck movie.
Howard the Duck comment?
Maybe. Mm. Or a TV
show. But the duck is really... You know, make funny of Daffy Duck, which is a Warner Brothers cartoon.
It's kind of how that all started.
I think they ought to do Roadrunner. They need to redo Roadrunner, the TV show.
It'll happen. You stay around long enough, you'll eventually get a Roadrunner. You'll get a live-action Roadrunner with Anna...
gosh, doggy, man.
With Jim Carrey in the role of Roadrunner.
Jim Carrey is the Roadrunner.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. He did a really good job as a Grinch.
Smoking!
Smoking!
Beep, beep.
Now, smoking. They could do Smoking 3.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to do Cannonball Run again, too.
Well, I know that they did. I know Corman just had finished, Death Race 3000, if you see that.
Oh, wow.
And they say it's really great.
Oh, interesting.
But they kill off a lot more people in that.
Yeah,
they don't have Stallone in. They don't have all those.
They don't have some of the original people.
They don't have any.
Well, they're going to do Cannonball Run. It's going to be a new, younger, new cast. But
Burt Reynolds is going to do a cameo.
You got to have him in there.
You got to have Burt Reynolds.
You got to have him as a cameo.
I haven't seen him
And
in
I tell
years.
You what, learn something from what Star Wars did right.
Mm-hmm. Rehashing?
Well, making it sequels that continue the universe.
Okay, tell me about your take on the Rogue.
Don't do a complete remake that ignores the originals.
Right.
Well, that's the other mistake you can make.
Do you think Rogue is any kind of a remake for the Star Wars series, or you think it's a total offshoot?
Well, it connects to the other movies.
It does.
It acknowledges the other movies existed,
right,
and it connects and continues that, right, that universe.
So it's a standalone movie.
If something is a classic,
mm-hmm,
and it's well beloved, mm-hmm, don't burn it all down and then do another one from scratch.
Right. Well, that's what they say that JJ did.
Well, this is what they did with Ghostbusters. They made a flop movie.
Oh, floppy.
And they killed that before it was out of the gate. They were trying to reboot Ghostbusters. It was funny, but it didn't do well. And what people were mad about was that they didn't make it a sequel connecting to the original.
To the others, yeah.
And we talked about this the other day.
Did we put it on that other show? Don't do that.
It's the other show, yeah.
Okay.
So we're rehashing our own reboot. We're rebooting our own.
We can't reboot this show.
So Roseanne, getting back to the original point, this is what they're doing right now.
Will and Grace.
With Will and Grace and Roseanne, and Gilmore Girls did correct as well, is that they kept the format intact.
Okay. Yeah.
And X-Files did it right too. They kept the format.
John Goodman is too huge to. So you think it's going to be a mini rehashing reseason?
It's a micro season. It's probably going to be eight episodes, maybe 10, 12. At the most 12.
Well, that could be a whole season.
One season. Well, nowadays, that is a whole season.
Yeah.
It used to be it was 22, 23, 24 shows for a full season.
No, it's 22.
And that's why I used to have shows.
Well, and then 23 as a go-out two-hour special.
Yeah, they would do the go-out or Christmas special.
Right, Christmas special.
And it used to be you'd watch your favorite show, a season of it, and there would be five really good shows. Then there'd be one where it looked like they kind of phoned it in.
Yeah, they phoned it.
There would be a couple where they phoned it in.
Yeah,
or
they
like,
just call
but
it
you
in.
Were loyal to the show, so you stuck it out, and you would make it back for the next show after that.
Right.
And then they would get to sweeps month, and they would roll out all the tricks.
All the stops. Now, I heard that Julia Roberts is going to do a TV show, which is rare for her.
It
might be a Mystic Pizza.
A Mystic Pizza show.
It's a mystery pizza.
At first, that sounds kind of shocking that she would do a show.
Yeah, I heard.
But then you look at...
Because all the big stars are
You look at a lot of the big stars.
Going to cable.
Kevin Spacey did it.
Yeah, he's doing... Yeah.
You know, and Jason Bateman's coming back to do a show for Netflix.
What is it?
It's going to be a kind of a dark comedy thriller.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Where he is... It's kind of like they said, Breaking Bad meets Arrested Development.
Oh, that could be funny.
That's the pitch.
That could be funny.
He is runs... and smuggle stuff for drug cartels.
Yeah.
And he has a family he's trying to take care of, raise kids at the same time and keep his family afloat and keep them disconnected from his CD.
Is that on cable?
It's going to be Netflix.
Netflix.
Netflix
is taking up the whole slack on this TV stuff because they can sell the whole DVD set or stream it.
Well, here's a good argument. Did Netflix kind of get this all back, this TV reboot craze going? Because they did it with Arrested Development a few years ago. And they got a lot of...
They can buy it at half price. Like they go to the half price sale. And then they'll tell all the actors they can do that and all the directors and
producers. Half-price books?
No, practically. That's what they are. Netflix is...
They're
killing Netflix. They're killing the half-price books anyway. You know, you can get all the VHSs for a dollar.
That's a good point. They're kind of killing it in their own right.
Right.
So, yeah, they had those shows. Now, cable did a reboot of Dallas also, which actually did really well.
Yeah, it did.
Until Larry Hagman passed away.
Well, of course.
And they lost their centerpiece.
You lose your mojo.
Now, the writing on that show was brilliant.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best reboots I've ever seen.
A lot of people liked that Dallas, the first Ring. Yeah,
it was really good.
It's well done.
The Dallas reboots were really
good. The first set were really good.
Did you watch the Dallas reboot?
I saw the first set.
The first season?
Yeah. No, I saw the first. I didn't see the reboot.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
You saw the originals.
Oh, originals. I'm original. I like the originals.
So
I mean, they keep playing them.
They did a ton of reboots years ago. It was they had the Brady Bunch.
It comes in waves. It's kind of like the ocean of cable.
Well, Brady Bunch.
And now it's the ocean of Netflix and the web. That's what it is. It's just a re-wave of it.
No now, way. Brady Bunch had more reboots than probably any show ever in the existence of TV. Yeah, they had the Brady Brides that came on after the Brady Bunch, which was the daughters that were living together, and they had kids. They had their own families, were starting their own families.
Horrific.
Then they did...
crazy.
I watched a little bit of it on YouTube.
It was not big. Oh, man.
It's a new life for two girls named Brady, who have lots of fun to make it on their own. Jan fell in love with a man named
Who has a time?
So they came along later and they did a Brady Bunch Variety Hour.
Show that.
Honey, we're going to do this by ourselves.
We always do this with the kids.
Well, the kids are going to be singing and dancing disco songs, and they didn't figure they'd have enough energy for the introduction, too.
Oh, she's gorgeous, isn't she?
Florence is popping it up.
Sure.
What makes she passed away just recently.
To do this introduction.
Kids, honey, they figure if we can have six of them, there's just no end to our energy. They think we're bionic.
Maybe they're right.
Maybe they're wrong.
Here we go. Is this a rehash show?
This is the Brady Bunch Variety Hour. They did a variety show with the
Brady. Oh, because they wanted to sing and dance.
Yeah. They love song and dance.
Oh, I agree. If you're a triple threat, you can sing, dance, and act, especially do comedy, you're lucky.
Here they are.
Well, they're just trying to resell themselves, you know. That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, they even had the original Marsha. I didn't know that.
Marsha was on there.
And she had to be probably about this time partying like crazy.
She was a party animal.
She was must have heard.
She had a book out and she went around the country and they still love her, man.
I mean, they had like, I think people snorting coke off her ass and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty risque stuff.
Oh, yeah. They were big.
Now, this is the one they recast. They had a different daughter, the youngest, the second oldest.
Yeah.
They had a different random person.
Well, they had to bring in somebody else because of, you know.
I wonder why she didn't do it. You think she would want the payday?
She wanted the payday.
The original
actress. Wanted the payday, but sometimes they say that it's too much of a grind and it's just too much work and they don't think
it's. And they want to enjoy some of the money they've already made.
They're off selling jewelry. You know, it's a lot of work to get up there and perform. You know that it's really tough to go back into a character that everybody knows and loves.
You know what it could have been, too? She's an actress. Mm-hmm. She was on a TV sitcom, but she may not have been a song and dance person.
Right.
And she made that part.
And couldn't do that.
Might have said, I'm out on this.
You've got to be real sing and dancing. You have to. It's called a triple threat. If you can sing, you can dance, and you can act. She could probably act and sing, but couldn't do the dancing.
They probably wanted this.
It's really
they probably
hard.
Recast her for
it's
that reason.
It's very difficult.
Maybe everybody else was good song and dance.
People don't understand that. That's really difficult to do. I mean, you've got to be trained at age 2. If you're going to get into that kind of world.
So there's a little look there at the Brady Bunch Variety Hour. Right. So they did Brady Brides, Brady Bunch Variety Hour, Brady Bunch Murder Mystery Hour. No.
Oh, that's one.
I made that one up, but that should have done that. They should have done that one.
10 Little Bradys. That's
the show.
10 Little Bradys. Knock them off each week. Just like just like Survivor, man. Survivor Bradys.
Then that's the new show. That would be a reality show.
I'm pitching that
now. Oh, you got to do that.
We got to do it.
We got to do that.
It's a TV show. Okay.
So then they had Brady.
Murder Mystery.
Then they had A Very Brady Christmas.
A Very Brady.
In the 1980s.
I believe Did you I watch saw this? That.
That was a great TV. So they made that a little more dramatic.
They had a little more variety.
They made it a little more dramatic.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, do you remember what happened?
I don't know.
Mr. Brady, he had to save some family. It was in a burning building on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
I don't remember.
Because there was a building he was an architect
for. You got a good memory of that.
And he was the only one that knew the layout, how to get in and find the family that was trapped.
So he got in his fire suit and he went down there and got
him. He was a hero at the end.
I think they should have let him die once off a week and then, you know, it'd be the end of it.
We're talking about the Brady Survivor now.
Yeah, Brady Survivor, or it could be 10 Little Bradys. Like 10 Little Indians. You know,
that one was such a huge hit. It got a TV show.
Yeah.
They did the Bradys.
Yeah, the Bradys again.
Which was a dramatic
version.
Revisioning of
the Bradys. It's horrible. It was horrible.
Did you watch the Brady's?
That, but I knew that it was going to be bad. I didn't watch it. Terrible. Don't do that show. Here we go.
They got the little guitar, edgy guitar in there. Okay, there they are. Robert Reed.
They're not even singing. They had to shorten the troupe. Oh, that's horrible. They got a new dad in there.
Now that's Robert Reed. They you know what? This is the show where Florence Henderson and Robert Reed's hair start to match and look exactly the same. Yeah.
They use the same gel.
Different Marcia for this one.
Marcia was off selling jewelry.
Probably in rehab. E. Flum, that was the original. So they had the original second.
They have Hervé Villages.
There's Cindy. Okay. She was a radio DJ.
Oh, Barry.
Barry Williams. He was a doctor on the show.
Oh, whores. It's terrible. I can't watch that.
Christopher Knight.
I can't get over the idea that they couldn't put the song in there of a lovely lady.
I know. That's a big misfire, isn't
that
it?
That is a big part of the show. That's what makes the show is the jingle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember, if you have a good opener, people will stick with you.
Yeah, you're
right.
But
if you just show crap and just try to, you know, here we are. Same old domicide.
Taking Kevin home. Okay. Mickey always wins anyway. I think this game is fixed.
Your cousin was.
And that little kid
like
can't
that,
talk.
Woody?
I don't know.
Wait, you hear this?
Next time I'm going to bring over.
Listen to this here.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Come on, Kevin. Mama's
so you hear a laugh track in there. You want to hear something really interesting?
I hear a music track, too. It's horrible.
Here's something that's really interesting. When this show originally aired on CBS, there was no laugh track.
Right.
It was because they were trying to do more of a dramatic,
right,
real kind of vibe.
Is that the show that you're talking about?
Then when it was rerun and syndication on cable, they added the laugh track in because they were trying to match more of the original vibe of the original Brady's.
I got you.
So they put the laugh track in. Yeah. So they made it an adjustment.
A revisited adjustment.
A revisioning of history.
Rehash.
It wasn't originally laugh track. But so this is the problem. This show
spam.
This show ended up making it one season.
Oh, it's spam TV.
It ended up making it one season. They changed the format.
Yeah. And they didn't have the jingle in it.
People didn't like it. They didn't have the jingle.
Didn't have the opening song.
Didn't have the opening song, which is iconic.
Iconic.
And that's a huge disconnect.
You know, you need that as a draw in to bring you in.
Now, they had the instrumental.
Are you going to start this show with that? Put that jingle in the front of this.
They had an instrumental with an edgy guitar that was kind of it was the same song, but it wasn't the same. Not without that.
Of a lovely lady.
Yeah, because what does that make you do?
Lady!
When you hear that very depressing version of the Brady Bunch theme song?
That's horrible.
It makes you depressed, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to be depressed.
That you can't listen to the original.
What I'm doing is I'm going back in time, and I'm trying to reinvigorate myself when I'm watching this, and reinvention is okay, but I want to hear all that old tune and to get back into that groove.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that memory helps you.
Yeah, I want to hear
that comedy.
Dallas got it right. They did the opening on the reboot. It,
yeah.
They kept the reboot open, the opening. They showed the
Very
Dallas
smart.
Skyline.
Now, that
the original
had changed
song.
A little bit, but they
but it was close enough. Uh-huh.
And they did that with Hawaii 5-0, too. They kept with the same song, and everybody got into it.
Now, Hawaii 5-0, a remake, right?
It's a total remake. They don't have.
Which I never liked that they made it as a remake. I think they should have done it as a sequel series.
Right. It could have been a sequel series. But, you know, it's an update. It's really an update. It doesn't have all the original characters. They don't even have, you know,
Is it a remake?
It's like Facebook.
Is it a straight, direct remake? Like, do they have a different guy on there called Dano?
Facebook them, Dano.
Do they have a guy on there called Dano?
No.
Okay, they have different characters.
All different characters. But they're based on those same characters.
Do they acknowledge that the original Hawaii 5-0 existed and those characters existed?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, then it is a sequel series.
Well, it's kind of a sequel.
It's kind of a sequel series?
But they got the same song. And they got some of the same writers and stuff like that. But, you know, it's all redone. It's totally redone.
So the Miami Vice movie bombed. Because they recast, it was a remake.
Oh, really?
They had a different guy playing Crockett.
Different guy playing Tubbs. No, you got to have the same thing.
I think you do.
You have to have the same.
You do a sequel series.
Right.
You acknowledge the original Crockett and Tubbs existed.
Right.
And you make new characters
up.
Did
they make a movie?
They made it a feature film.
Feature film, I
And it bombed with Jamie Foxx.
Bombed.
And Colin Farrell.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Gosh. See, I did see that. And I thought, wow, there's no relation to the original.
And it was a remake.
It was a remake.
Yeah. But now.
No, it's a rehash, but it doesn't have any of the characters.
They're finally wising up. They're doing the format. So Roseanne will have.
They're just going by the icon of the name and putting out the same soundtrack.
Yeah.
Close to it.
Well, the new reboots. They're finally wising up in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a Roseanne with Roseanne.
With Roseanne.
With John Goodman.
And it better have the same opener.
They got to have that opener.
If they don't have the same opener. The footage.
Don't jack with the opener.
The footage can change, but that song better be the same.
It's got to be the way people remember the
opener.
I'm
just saying.
Yeah, you're right. It's got to be that opener.
If you really want to bring people in.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it doesn't have to be the exact footage. It can be new footage, the same song and the same style.
It has to be the song and the same cut.
Yeah.
Same kind of cut.
Exactly.
They had the same cut going here with the new footage,
Brady's.
But they ruined it by not having that song.
Well, it's that depressing version of the Brady.
It's terrible. It's horrible. They might as well have put a disco song on the front.
I mean, you might as well have had like a sound effect of the Brady dad, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like farting.
Yeah, that's might as well.
The theme song.
Yeah, theme song.
I think more people would have watched the show if they'd done that.
Oh, yeah. That'll bring me in. I want to see Stinko Butt.
Yeah, just a stinko.
Stinko. Yeah, yeah. That's horrible. Now, let's talk about the other show that you...
I'm trying to fart the sounds of the Brady Bunch theme song.
Bup.
I got practice on that.
No. It's terrible. You can't.
I got to work. I need rehearsal.
Yeah.
I didn't rehearse it.
We don't have rehearsal. You don't have no rehearsal time on this show.
I got rehearsal time on that.
Okay, how about Saturday Night Fever as a feature television show series?
Well, they did try
to bring back that crazy
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, Saturday Night
disco
Fever.
In the 70s.
Yeah,
what,
John Revolting? He's the great star. He can do it. He did O.J. Simpson. He can do bring him back.
Bring him back Travolta to
do it? Yeah, and do a TV show.
Well, you know, it's not that far-fetched because they did try to do an Urban Cowboy
actually, I had a day work on that.
Remake series.
Yeah, they did the pilot here in Austin.
I wanted to ask you about
this. That's right. I hung out down here a whole day.
They had it. Fox.
And it's on the Texas Monthly, yeah.
Fox shot a pilot. Was it a couple years ago?
No, it was just recently. Last year.
Fox shot a pilot.
Here in Austin.
That was going to star, one of the stars was Edward James Olmos.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
It was going to be a Latin American
version.
Revisiting of Urban Cowboy.
Well, they shot the pilot here in Austin. I got a day work over here at the Frisco.
They took the furniture store down in South Austin and they remodeled it into a Gillies nightclub.
And they got all the dancers down there and they had a bull.
They were having the honky tonk with
honky tonk beers. Oh, yeah.
And it was going to be a modern day 2017 version.
You don't have Deborah Winger and John Revolting. So what are you going to do?
Well, you'd hope at least to get a cameo with
them. A cameo.
But this is going to be a different
show.
Ride
the bull.
This is going to be a regular TV show.
Right.
Like series.
Right, it was. It
Not
was
a movie.
It was a television series.
But didn't get picked up.
No. They did the pilot. They shot the pilot. I'd like to see that pilot now.
Yeah, but we may never see that thing.
Right.
Probably never going to, because it didn't
and
get picked
terrible.
Up.
It's terrible.
It must.
Well, it's because everybody is just going, like I say, they keep going off the title. And they think that the title with new stars, those stars are nowhere near the original.
I think they were trying to redo it more like a kind of a rom-com kind of weekly show, like Beverly Hills 90210, where there was going to be drama that continued on.
Dramedy.
Dramedy. Yeah. It's going to be soapetic. It's going to be like a soapetic type of
horrors,
version of the show.
Horrors. That's a horrible idea.
So the other one, a few years ago, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. What did he do?
Gave the okay for them to do a Beverly Hills Cop TV show.
Oh, wow.
And it was going to be Axel Foley's son.
Playing the part.
Playing them lead role.
That's a great idea.
And then Axel.
So who's going to play it?
And then Eddie Murphy
was going to do
was going to make guest appearances.
Yeah, like Nick Nolte.
Yeah, and so they had the show in development for a while. They finally went and filmed it.
Yeah.
CBS outbid the other networks for the rights to do the show.
Right.
They shot the TV pilot. It didn't get picked up.
Here's the thing.
So now Eddie
what
Murphy.
What I want to see is make my own judgment. Why can't they play these on YouTube so we can make our own judgment about these shows?
Like they do at Amazon.
Right. Amazon does that.
Amazon puts out so many pilots.
Right,
and people are allowed to vote. They buy
into it, and then they make the series.
You might be hitting on something right on the nose.
They should do that.
The other networks should adopt.
And then I think they're going to do that as soon as they hear our Thunder Pop show.
They should do this. Yeah. CBS, ABC, NBC, the old dinosaurs,
the dinosaur
in
TV
media,
because
they are the old dinosaurs now in media, aren't they?
But they still have a hold on
the
it
new
because
young,
they have websites, you know.
Well, the new young guns are Amazon, Netflix. Even HBO to a certain degree.
And eBay.
eBay doesn't have a channel. Hey,
They will. They will have an eBay channel.
They should have a home, like a home shopping kind of like stream.
So you can watch streaming shows.
I think that would be...
We should stream this show. This show needs to be streamed.
Amazon's got their hands in everything now.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, Amazon's probably...
On Zone. They have what is it? They got hovercraft coming to your house with pizza.
We're going
to
talk
Where's
about
our pizza?
We're going to talk about that.
Okay, let's do
I got
it.
That on my notes.
Are you going to do another
let's
show?
Say, hold on. It's an agree or disagree.
Okay.
Agree, disagree.
Oh, agree.
So these old dinosaurs, CBS, ABC, NBC, even PBS.
PBS.
Old dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're rehashing.
Old fogies are playing catch up to the young guns.
Right.
Netflix, Amazon, Showtime, HBO, whoever else.
Hulu.
USA Network.
What about Hulu?
Hulu. Well, Hulu, I think, was originally started by NBC, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Yeah. I think
who's owned by that?
I don't know who has it now.
Verizon.
Maybe.
Or Trump.
Okay. So here's the thing. Trump has it.
He's got his TV show on ABC and NBC every night.
They had the POTUS channel on satellite radio. Okay. So here's the thing. You've got these old fogies trying to catch up.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like almost like even Walmart trying to catch up with Amazon.
Yeah, the Walmart channel should be coming, you know.
Walmart's trying to catch up with Amazon.
Or Half Price Books.
And Walmart said, you know, we dragged our feet on online.
All right.
And we're getting swallowed alive by Amazon.
And Costco.
So now they've ponied up a bunch, like millions of dollars, and they've hired web savvy gurus to redo their online experience.
Right.
Because they're trying to play catch up to Amazon.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, CBS, ABC, NBC, they're trying to play catch up to to the young guns like Netflix and Amazon, who are innovative and daring. Because they're starting from from square one.
And Facebook is going to have a TV show. They're going to have a series because you can do Facebook
Live. They should have done.
Facebook Live, there will be something out. Thunder Pop will be on Facebook Live.
I think
Live
Facebook should have launched a television streaming platform long time ago.
Right, they should.
I think they're
slowing
that's
up.
That's the only thing they haven't done.
Well, it's because it's critically used as a political platform for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so they thought that maybe if you got the funny going in there, it would be too abrasive for anybody. You can imagine the copyright infringement and the rules that they have to follow is just horrendous.
Yeah.
That's what stops a lot of stuff.
Let's see. Let's look at the Will and Grace real quick.
Will and Grace. What is
Sean
called?
Hayes had a show a few years ago with Linda Lavin playing his mom.
Yeah.
And he was a single dad.
Right.
Trying to raise a young daughter. So it was a three multi-generational sitcom. It was really
Sean
funny.
Sean Takes Over the World or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. It was a
that
funny
was based
show.
On his Broadway musical that he wanted to do.
It was a funny show, but they didn't have a good time slot. It never really captured a big enough audience.
I don't think anything really can.
Well, now
you have
on
to
television.
You have to set yourself up for three seasons and play that as a pilot. Because you're not going to get noticed in this
now,
YouTube world.
If you don't make it as a show now, in 3 weeks.
Right, you're dead.
You're dead.
Right.
And sometimes shows, if they bomb bad enough on the first week or two.
I think it takes a year.
You don't even get the third week.
Well, Seinfeld came out for a whole year before it was really caught on.
Cheers.
Yeah, and Cheers.
Cheers. It was a bomb the first year.
Right.
And what happened was, Brandon Tarkoff.
Tarkoff. He took it over.
Brandon Tarkatoff.
Tarkatoff.
I don't know. Turkoff.
That's good.
Jerkoff. Brandon Jerkoff. Was in his office jerking off.
Yeah.
When he said the other people at the network said,
right,
you need to cancel that show. It's not making it. He said, no, that show makes me laugh. That show's funny.
Yeah.
We're not canceling it yet. Yeah.
We don't have those kind of producers anymore because everybody has a shorter attention span and they think everybody's flicking through their damn
12
iPhones. 12
years later, that show is a mega hit.
It's a massive, iconic show.
It leaves on its own terms, not because of low ratings, but because they're just tired and ready to take the show off.
I think
off.
That's what happened to Will and Grace, too. I think it was taken off after 5 years.
But now, shows like Sean's Hayes show that didn't make it because it didn't have enough ratings.
Oh, well, he's coming back. Is he going to be on the Will and Grace show?
He's going to do Will and Grace. They're all there.
Okay.
Okay, here goes. Here's Will and Grace.
Still rolling.
I gave
Dan, Bob, so excited. I can't believe we're back at NBC, taking the old Peacock for another ride around the,
thing.
The thing. What's the matter with you?
Riding the old Peacock? You know you got the job, right? You left all your lipstick on his ass.
That's funny.
I wanted to make sure he knows we appreciate it. Are you stealing his candy and magazines?
It's not stealing. They're free. I got the doctor's office.
Like the doctor's office.
NBC. Doing the show again. I'm just so excited the four of us.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't really have the time. I'm so busy.
Busy? All you do is Instagram.
Not true. I tweet. I snap.
We just said yes. A Snapgram. Back out now.
You said yes.
Now, Instagram could do
I'm
a TV
not
show.
I'm feeling it. I've done it.
They still look the same. That's good. One of the reasons it's going to work.
Very good. And Messing is very good actress.
They haven't lost their sex appeal.
Yeah, she's great. Slam the door on that.
What are we doing?
Trust me. Let's just see this.
Going back into the old studio.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having a flashback.
Connecting with the nostalgia.
Yeah, that's great. I call it nostalgic romanticism.
A lot of laughs around this particular
They're hitting all the right buttons.
Yeah, all the buttons hit.
How many fake shows did we not watch on that property?
The fake shows. I love it. We do a fake show.
I can't. I just, I can't.
She is a great actress, isn't she?
She is.
Deborah Messing?
Oh, Deborah Messing, yeah.
Okay?
Don't mess with that. Well, she did some terrible shows.
She tried some other shows. She's had some other shows.
I don't like those shows.
But none of those other shows made it.
Now well, because she's a comedian at heart.
Now, he, Will, had another show.
She's a real comedian.
He had a dramatic show on CBS for a while that did, right. did get...
I didn't see it.
Did get multiple seasons.
Yeah. But she's a great actress.
Look at this. Look at this.
She's there.
Who rang that bell?
Aaron, what are you doing here?
You guys went out, so I just took a little disco nap.
We haven't been here in 10 years.
I guess I must have really needed sleep.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What, 11 years?
Over there.
She's afraid to do the show again.
What show?
What if we've lost... What if something fundamental has changed?
I really think you're going to like the unit. And the apartment's not bad either.
That's hilarious.
Ooh, but he's changed. What is this?
I'm showing this gentleman my apartment that I'm renting on Airbnb.
Your apartment?
Beyond B?
Boy on boy.
Take
off your clothes and sit in the hallway. I'll be right with you.
What? Why would I?
Okay, fine. You can stand.
That's good stuff. Yeah, it's the same people doing it. They got the same producers, directors. They brought back some of the original.
Yeah.
He's going to be producing it. So they brought back the original team. They reunited
and
the band.
Some of the writers are the same too.
They reunited the band.
Well, they all need to work. You understand that this the new crew that's supposed to take over Hollywood. Weren't able to get in. So I'm seeing all the old crew, the old people that have controls over these shows, were able to stay there and have good careers. And I'm just saying that I think that has a lot to do with it.
Well,
that's why they're rehashing these shows.
I think that's part of it. I think
the writers and those producers are held to those shows and they want to rehash them.
But I think a big thing is that they're going like Hollywood movies, like films.
Right.
They like brands that are established that are sure bets.
Right. That's a sure bet.
Like you see these Marvel Cinematic Universes with these, and you see Spider-Man getting rebooted about once every 6 months with a different actor playing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Come on.
Don't go to the bathroom because if you come back out, there'll be a different Spider-Man.
There'll be a different one.
And a different reboot.
Tobey is the best. Don't mess. Sorry.
I agree. But here's the thing.
We can argue that all day, man.
They like the established brands, and I think television now is starting to go the way of movies.
Right.
Where, because
they,
you were
and talking, they have new platforms. They can put it on a podcast. They can put it on Instagram, a Snapgram. Why don't they do that?
Well, there's more ways to promote on social media. You're right.
Sure.
To get the word out.
They can do
Facebook.
They can
let YouTube give them
YouTube is old.
Infinite amount of free advertising.
That's all old. Now it's all new streaming. It's Facebook Live. It's Amazon.
They're using those platforms like the streaming platforms.
Like TV shows.
To promote their shows.
Right.
Because we're here.
It's television on demand.
We can watch these trailers on demand.
Right. It's all on television.
You know what?
And you can stream the whole damn show. The whole thing. House of Cards is available, all of it, on one stream.
I think what Larry...
That says a lot.
I think it was maybe Larry King that said this, if not someone else that was on Larry King's show.
Okay.
But they said that nowadays, you don't go away anymore like you used to when you when your show was off the air and you didn't have a job, you would just kind of disappear. And now some of these guys, they stay relevant because of their presence in social media. Like Ashton Kutcher, who became a huge Twitter guy. He was off TV between that 70s show. And between the time he took on the replaced Charlie Sheen.
And he did a punking show,
on Two and a Half Men. Yeah, so he became a social media.
But he did a punking show.
He did a punk between there. But he became a social media guy. And he, from that, he wasn't he didn't disappear.
No, he didn't disappear because that thing, it kept on streaming and going on cable.
So he said nowadays people don't go away. They can stay relevant even if they don't have a show. Because they can do social media really well and really and they can stay in the scene. In the eye. And then they can go do a podcast if they want to. Like these guys, they get pulled off the air, like Bill O'Reilly. They go, they keep doing,
and they'll go do something
else. Doing a podcast.
Here's the thing, and this is a perfect example. In the 60s, when Adam West died off his show, 3 years in.
And rest in peace to Adam West. We just lost him.
Very horrible.
Great
guy. It's really sad. It's too bad. But
I got an Adam West question. I got Adam West for you, too, coming up.
He struggled. He struggled for many years, and he wasn't in the eye because there was no internet. He wasn't watched anymore. It got on the Nick at Night. It got on the TV Land, and it continues to play now on cable. But the problem is, back then he had to really struggle with his fame and trying to get more work, and that's what happens. But nowadays, if you have a show like this, you're still out there trying to get work, and I think all those actors are agreeing. If you pay me more, I'll come back to, you know. Will and Grace.
Well, it gets you, it reboots you, and then you can take
And it's a classic show.
I mean, look at Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman, Arrested Development, when it first aired, was kind of a cult show.
It was a cult classic.
But he had been gone for a long time. He was a child star. In the 80s.
He was.
And then
Stand and Deliver.
He kind of Well, he had
the
Silver Spoons, and then he did the
Goonies. Was he in Goonies?
No, he wasn't any of those. not single one.
Sorry,
not a single one of them.
I don't know my history of Jason Bateman.
But Jason Bateman got Arrested Development.
Okay.
Because they wanted someone that had a little bit of, like, for the crowd that grew up with him.
Yeah.
They would recognize somebody. They'd give him
It's some, all recognizable.
He was recognizable. Yeah. But they brought him in, and then he got some new street cred from Arrested Development. It rebooted his career. But it was even bigger when they did the Netflix reboot of Arrested Development. By that time, he was already kind of a... But he didn't say no to doing the reboot of Arrested Development because it gave him a another...
It gave him a reboot of a reboot.
Another reboot.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And most actors, they got to do almost a reinvigoration every...
They have to reinvent themselves.
Every 5 to 10 years, they need some kind of like... You can get two...
And it's tougher and tougher for big actors because they're all going Marvel TV.
Like Stallone.
Yeah, Stallone.
He had a nice little reboot when he brought back... did Rocky again.
Yeah, and that Creed, they say, is
And now
great.
He's getting Expendables. He's on the Guardians of the Galaxy sequel.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in that. They're talking about a spinoff movie for
him. Yeah.
From Guardians of the Galaxy with his character.
He'll write it.
So he had became a straight-to-video
guy,
B-movie guy,
right.
for a number of years in the 2000s. But then he pitched
But he doesn't do TV.
He wisely said, I'm not too good to still do a Rocky movie. Rocky was the best thing I ever made. I got an idea.
So they come and pitch that to him.
So he did a kind
Creed.
A low budget role, Rocky Balboa. Rocky Balboa, which was such a big deal, it did so well that then Creed came along and he did Creed.
And that was well.
And Creed even bigger.
Yeah, huge.
Oscar nominated.
Yes,
he got an Oscar nomination.
That's right.
How many years after the first Rocky?
25 years.
More. Are we talking 30?
30 years, maybe.
Let's see, they did the original in early 70s. 78. 77?
I don't know.
So it's been about 20, 30.
That's 35 years.
Almost 40 years.
Wow.
He's still doing Rocky movies and getting Oscar nominations for it. Who has ever done that?
Nobody.
Not even Godfather.
He's Stallone.
Not even Godfather had that kind of longevity.
Not even Oliver Stone.
No. I mean, it's crazy. So, but he rebooted himself because he said, you know what? 40 years later, I'm not too good to do another damn Rocky movie if we do it right.
Yeah.
well-written.
Well, he had to
honest,
approve the script.
Well-written, honest, not too over the top.
Right.
Like we went cheeseball for a while.
Yeah, we went cheeseball.
With the
three, four, and five.
And I love those movies, but they're different types.
They're
of,
terrible.
But they're not like the good Creed movie.
Okay. Let's go. I'd always get nervous during times like this, but that's normal, and it's going to give you energy.
All right, we're going to come right back and reboot this podcast. No, we got to agree or disagree.
Okay, I'm ready. I'll disagree.
What's going to get a sequel next? What's going to get a prequel next? And what's going to get a reboot next? Sequel, prequel, reboot time. A reboot time.
And here he goes. Number one, Kirk Hunter.
Kirkomatic.
He's ready to go. He's already got his keys.
I got my keys.
He's
my
at
hat.
The door.
I got my hat.
He's already started his car. The car's running out front. Here it is. Agree or disagree? Number one. We were talking about the multi-universes, and last episode you were on, we talked about the dark universe.
Yeah.
That they're trying to... The monsters of Universal.
Sure.
And then
Mummy.
We talked...
Mummy's the first one with Tom.
Yeah. Marvel, DC...
They're all doing
now it. They try, when they make a new DC movie, a new Marvels movie, a new Monsters movie, that it's not just about making a movie that maybe gets a sequel. It's about making a universe that gets several spinoffs.
So universe.
That you can have multiple series going offshoots at once.
They learned that from Star Wars, and it's Universal Pictures that's doing that with the Monsters.
Yeah. And then Marvel is the one that's done it more than anybody.
Right.
They kind of set the...
Because they got the Iron Man, they got the Galaxy.
They started that trend.
Yeah.
They started the trend, and now DC's trying to emulate it, and now Universal's trying to emulate it with the Monsters. Okay, well, Mummy just came out.
Right.
Mummy didn't do so well.
No.
Mummy didn't.
Mummy wants to do another show.
Mummy wants to do another Mummy now.
Mummy wants to do another one.
Okay. The question I have for you now is, are people tired of being force-fed these multiverse concepts in the film cinema? Are they tired of being told, oh yeah, we're force-feeding this on you, it's going to be a multiverse film, and we're not even waiting to see if the first one is going to do any good before we decide that? Do people want to decide that themselves by voting butts in the seats?
Butts in the seats, they vote.
Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Is there a burnout of multiverse?
No, there's not a burnout. They'll continue as long as they have that brand, like you say, because they're going to do Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
You said that they're going to do
Well, that's Marvel.
That.
Marvel's Marvel hasn't had a single bomb.
They don't have to.
They haven't had a single misfire on their series.
Because those big effects is all tied to games, all tied to other movies, and it's just... so big of an icon that they won't bomb.
And the other thing is, the reason
not
why
bombable.
Movies don't bomb if they get a high Rotten Tomatoes score.
And also,
now
they play overseas.
It all goes back to Rotten Tomatoes.
And also, it plays overseas well.
Well, some of the movies that they initially get bad press for not doing well,
foreign countries love our stuff.
They end up doing well overseas.
Oh, yeah.
So overall, they still do well,
right.
But they don't do well
here.
Then
because we are a very more cultured country, and we like to... Oh, man, we have so much criticism over it.
So you disagree with that people are not tired of being
force-fed? They're not tired.
Multiverses? Okay.
Especially this generation, they're not tired of, because they are really hooked into the games, and if it has a full platform of Facebooking and internet websites and everything connected to TV and everything that they can plug on television as well as cable... They're not tired of it.
We were talking about...
I am tired of it. My generation is tired of it.
And I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. I'm ready to go.
It's crap.
No, I'm just tired.
I'm retired.
I want to take a nap.
I'm going to retire.
No, I'm just tired. I want to take a nap.
Okay.
I want to get off the show.
Okay, so where's the prism?
Go get some sleep.
Yeah, where's the lunch?
Number two. It is lunchtime. I'm hungry, too. It is lunchtime.
Homie! I got to go, man.
Let's go eat. Okay. We're talking about the Amazon drone.
Yeah, the drone.
This is happening.
Yeah,
this is coming full speed ahead.
They're bringing your VHS to your front door.
I was teasing my wife the other day because drones creep her out. This the idea of drones flying around, filming things that are...
Well, in Texas, we shoot them down with shotguns.
Big Brother.
Yeah, Big Brother.
Coming down on you. 1984.
Right.
The helicopter in your window.
It's 1994.
Do you ever see the movie 1984?
Yeah.
Creepy, right?
It's great.
Dark and creepy and great.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was making the drone sound. I said, pretty soon we'll be getting these Amazon Prime deliveries in a little drone. You'll see it fly over, swarm down across the window. And it'll land and drop your box.
Yeah, your and box.
And it comes back across the window. And it's filming. It's filming through the window. And then the next ad you get on your computer will be something it filmed through your window in your living room. So if you're sitting in your living room and you're eating a Slim Fast.
You got the pizza.
It's going to send you a Weight Watchers commercial.
It's going to watch you, and it's going to, I hate it.
Now, here's the thing. I disagree with that. Now, this is what I'm asking you. With drone Amazon delivery, is the next trend after that to follow in drone delivery going to be pizza? And you hit upon this earlier.
Right.
Is it going to be drone pizza delivery?
Yes.
Because think about this.
Yeah.
The pizza places like Domino's and Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Papa
John's.
They
most
are
likely.
All in on the gimmicks.
They're into it.
Domino's has the little tiny cars.
Papa John's and Pizza Hut.
Domino's has the little tiny cars with the oven in the back.
Right.
To keep your pizza warm like it just came out of the oven.
So they can go to a central place, set off all these hovercraft, and they're going to come droning down onto your house.
Pizza Hut had the sneakers that they came out with.
But I have a feeling that in Texas, people will shoot them down because they love to shoot at things in the sky.
Well, they're going
to
shoot your pizza down.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to want sky. That. If I see pizza in the air, I'm going to buy it. Boom. It's free.
You gotta
it's
catch
in the air.
It. You're going to have to get your brother to catch it.
That's
you,
why they call
you
it
shoot
freeway.
It down, and your brother comes and catches it.
Yeah, freeway.
And then you got free pizza.
Yeah.
Free pizza.
The airwaves are free.
No. But, so Pizza Hut.
Airwaves are free pizza.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Did the sneaker that supposedly it was a Pizza Hut sneaker that you could hit a button on the sneaker and it dispatched a pizza to your house.
Oh, wow.
During March Madness.
Is it a Supreme?
It was a limited edition.
Does it have just pepperoni or mushroom?
Supreme, everything on it.
Oh, I don't want anchovies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pineapple. I don't like that.
I don't know how you could specialize on your, specify on
so
your
So you
sneaker.
Think it's just going to be a pepperoni?
Now what I'm saying, agree or disagree, is that going to be the next thing to be drone delivered after Amazon packages is pizza delivery?
I disagree with that.
Why?
Why? Because everybody in Texas will shoot them down and find out that it's free, and they're going to see this in the air. As soon as they see a pizza
start
in the air,
are you those down.
Flying pizzas? Are you kidding? They're gonna try to steal that right out of the air.
Mm.
Competing drones. Have you been to a drone race? There are drone races right down here.
Yeah, drone obstacle course.
Yeah, there are obstacle courses.
All right, we're talking about Adam West.
Okay.
The late, great Adam West just passed away the other day. So Adam West, the 1960s Batman.
Right.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Now, he was offered James Bond role one time.
Right.
Did you know about this?
Yep.
Yeah, he was offered a James Bond movie
after
the Batman series had went off the air.
Right.
And you know, I mean, after Batman,
he went in and auditioned.
Yeah. But he was offered the role. He turns it down.
Right.
It wasn't because he didn't get the part. He turned it down because he said it should be an English actor always that plays a James Bond.
Right.
He didn't believe it should
be. I agree
be.
With that.
Okay. Well, you got to love his integrity because he could have said, man, this is a job. I'm just going to take
it. I got to get work.
I got to get work. Mm-hmm. But he had the integrity of like saying.
I think that's the same as Spock. Have you seen that documentary on?
Oh, great documentary.
Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy. Yeah, he left. He was on another series after Star Trek.
Right.
Was it The I Spy?
No. Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. He had a role in a Mission Impossible.
And he got tired of that.
He got burned out because he got tired of playing these characters.
Same character, thing over
same,
and
it's
over.
Kind of the same thing over
well,
and over again.
Well, it's good enough to get work, you know. He needed work.
But he's done great. I mean, because they did the Star Trek movies that went on for over.
And he got to direct one.
So here's the question I have for you. Was turning down the James Bond role a mistake? Because, and you kind of already answered the question, but would it have rebooted his career? And would he have been maybe ended up having more of a career kind of along the lines of a Burt Reynolds or Clint Eastwood?
Right, he would have had a better
where he would career. Have had roles in these big roles for years.
He would have if had more.
Had, if he had stayed in relevant.
Right. But I don't think in the long run, I think Sean Connery
do you agree
was,
with that? Do you agree
I,
with that?
I agree he would have had a better, bigger career.
Because it would have got him out of that Batman.
But I'm glad
it would have got
did.
Him out of Batman.
Right. But he would have gone into it knowing that he did have all that Batman icon behind him. And that would show that he'd say, oh, people are seeing it. It might have bombed. So it's good that Sean
and it could
Connery
have hurt. Then if it bombed, it would have hurt him because he would have been made fun of.
Right.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I say that he even saw the writing on the wall. He knew that he had already too much baggage with Batman, and they needed somebody that's slightly not known. And Sean Connery had only done three or four suave movies before that.
You know, he kept playing Batman after the Batman 60s series.
Right.
Because they had a, later they did a kind of a Justice League type show.
They did a TV cartoon show.
He did all the voices in the cartoons. Uh-huh. So he kind of continued to play Batman, even in through the early 80s.
Right.
He was still doing stuff for Batman, and maybe even past that, actually.
Right.
Do you think that if they had ever decided to, if they had decided during the Christopher Reeves era of Superman to have done a Batman Superman then where they meet.
Oh, I see.
Do you think that Adam West would would have gotten that deal?
I think no.
No? You don't think they would have given it to him?
No, they wouldn't. That's just like Lone Ranger. They didn't want to give him a cameo in the latest movie too when that came out.
Because he crossed over. Yeah. He was playing Batman over the time Christopher Reeves was playing Superman because they did the two episode series on television where he played Batman on the two episode it was a Justice League type show
it was a bomb
they tried to do it as comedy
and
it was a huge bomb but it's fun to watch on YouTube
but
because they had the Green Lantern they had everybody except Superman and Wonder Woman because Wonder Woman had a TV show.
It had a regular.
Had a regular. And then they were doing the Superman movies with Christopher Reeve. So they didn't want to cross him over.
Right.
But he was doing the show at the time. So it's not like he wasn't still playing Batman crossing over at the same time.
Right. No
crossover. But you don't think it would have happened?
No. He had too much baggage.
Too cheesy?
It would have been way too cheesy.
His portrayal would have been too cheesy to cross over with Christopher Reeve's Superman?
Right. It would have been good to try it as a pilot and see if it played. But no, I don't think it would have happened.
It would have been better.
It would have been bomb.
But it would have been better than Superman 3 and Superman 4, one with Richard Pryor.
Horse.
It had to be better. It would have had to be better than that. I guess what I'm trying to say is I kind of almost would have liked to have seen an Adam West doing a Batman later where they did it more sophisticated and modern, but him still playing Batman to see if it would have worked.
No, but he has that camp, funny...
the way he plays it?
Yeah. He'd say it so succinct and you know, how he... His delivery is specific to the comedy of that show in that era.
It fit the 60s.
You could not... you could not bring that to the 70s or the 80s because I don't think audiences even understood it. They liked it as a comedy.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of people like Vincent Price and all the actors that were in that, you know, Riddler.
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, Burgess Meredith.
Julie Newmar.
All those guys were classic trained actors, and they knew that was a comedy movie, TV.
It was fun.
Weekly.
It was supposed to be fun.
And if you bring just that one character out and try to slug him in, you don't have all those other actors to play against.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't make it as campy and funny. I think Tim Burton did wonderfully with the Penguin in the Batman, second Batman when they're there. And that worked out great.
Do you have any of those on DVD, the original 60s Batman?
No, they're playing it on METV.
I want to watch it.
Oh, I mean, it's easy to record.
I want to binge watch them.
You want to binge watch
them? I love the 60s
Aren't they on
Batman.
The TV?
I'm going to find it.
Aren't they on YouTube?
I saw on Facebook they were going to run them all summer as a tribute to Adam West.
Well,
his whole library.
Yeah, well, they got that on METV right now.
Yeah, I'm going to watch them. Yeah, I'm all over it.
They're very funny.
All right, now, coming up, thoughts and advice for those buttocks. All right, today on Thoughts and Advice, boys and girls, I'm going to put on my reading glasses and my little button-up sweater and my slip-on house slippers and sit down and tell you about something that's been annoying the hell out of me. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, it's a catchphrase that's been all over the place, and it's that catchphrase that goes, "That's my brand." Or my brand, or that's not my brand. My brand, that's not my brand. You know these people that say this? They've been using it, they've been overusing it. So stop it. The people that say, "Oh, I would never do that, that's not my brand." Or, getting my nails colored that color, that's not my brand. Or driving a Subaru, that's not my brand. Or, you know, I'm not big on, I'm not a meat eater. That would not be my brand. Stop it. Picking my nose, now that's my brand. So I have to represent by picking my nose because it's my brand. Stop it, people. It's overused. Move on. Find a new catchphrase. If you use the term, that's my brand or my brand, you probably don't have a brand. You're probably generic. And there you go. There's your thoughts and advice for that rump.
What is a rump?
Kirk-O-Matic, Kirk Hunter, I want to thank you.
Thank you. Very fun.
Look for him on YouTube. You can find those cheat peeks. Absolutely. Kirk Live?
Kirk Live is actually from Oslo.
And it's on YouTube.
It is on YouTube.
Because of the guy from Oslo.
From the guy on Oslo.
Do I search Kirk Live to find it?
Kirk-O-Matic.
Kirk-O-Matic. Look for
Live.
His...
Live. And it'll say Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Norway TV Underground.
Those are the Norway TV Undergrounds.
Norway Underground TV.
And he pays homage to the vault.
They love it.
Of Kirk Hunter's Access TV days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So look for that. See Kirk talking about himself.
No, I'm talking about all kinds of pop stuff. Elvis and Jurassic Park. Oh, man, it was crazy.
I want to dive in and watch those.
So you won't watch
those. Are two binge watches for me this summer. Kirk-O-Matic
and Cheap Peaks, man.
Kirk-O-Matic Live and Adam West's 60s Batman.
Okay, 60 yeah,
Minutes. On MeTV.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Have a great day, hour, month, second, millisecond.
Yowza.
Dead Space.
Dead Space. It's a Dead Space Radio Podcast Thunderbolt.
Peace.
I lied.
Thunderpop, 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 oh, Thunderpop.
So long. See you later. Beat it. Hit the bricks.
And Thunderpop is a Hit the Bricks production.
Very good.